Hello, this is Roxanne. Welcome back to Here to Help. So we're in the midst of holiday season. Many of you are enjoying the holidays with your loved ones and friends, and that's wonderful. There are also some of you who are surrounded by your family and friends, and you are in the midst of your own battle with either substance use, substance withdrawal. You're trying to hide something that you're going through from your family, from your friends, or you're hiding yourself, kind of withdrawing from everyone. The holiday season can be difficult for a lot of different reasons. I did get a question from, we will call her Miss L from Temple, Texas. Apparently, she's going through some battles of her own, and she's wanting to know, how does she handle the holidays being around her friends and family and temptation when she's trying to better her life? She is trying to abstain from the temptation. Well, there are a lot of different ways that we can address this. The first things first, again, I am an advocate for education and for knowing who you are, for being honest with who you are, your weaknesses, and your strengths. So we'll start with that first. You need to know what is going to be your kryptonite, your weakness. You need to be aware of the situations that will cause you to falter in your journey. You need to be aware of your triggers, and eventually, hopefully, you will get to understand why certain people or certain stimuli are triggers for you. Because understanding that will help too. Again, whatever behavior is learned can also be unlearned. And that comes with education and practice. Okay, so the first things first, you are aware that these people, these situations, these events hold in them certain triggers for you. So you are aware of that. That's good. That's the first step. Being aware, acknowledging, and being aware. AA. Okay, so the next thing, let's talk about maybe some certain phrases, some certain words, some certain mantras that you can say that will help you in keeping those temptations at bay. And we all do them. We all do them. If there's someone who's constantly asking you out or trying to hint around that they like you, we all have our way of not completely demoralizing someone, but we have a way of kind of keeping that person at bay, trying to letting them down kindly, letting them down nicely. And if you are not one of those people who do that, maybe you're one of those people who can just be brutally honest without any guilt, and that's fine. But I'm sure you've heard other people. And so you are aware of the things that you say. Okay, so we're going to practice those. So some of the things that you might want to say is, thank you, but I'm just not feeling it right now. Or, no, thank you. And then maybe misdirect, like redirect. Someone's offering you to partake in a substance or alcohol or partake, and maybe you're trying to stay away from sugar. So they want you, Aunt Sally wants you to have another piece of cake. Oh, no, thank you, Aunt Sally. But did you hear about this? And maybe do some redirection. Focus on someone else. Okay, we don't want to throw someone else under the bus, but for the moment, we can do that. Hey, I heard that Cousin Walter is thinking about leaving his job. Or I think Cousin Walter has a new girlfriend. Or a new boyfriend. All right, redirect in some kind of way. And that's another thing. Hobbies. This will be a great time to get involved in maybe hobbies that you enjoy, hobbies that you have not had the time for. Holiday season. A lot of people are not feeling the pressure of being at work. Things are light. festive. So this is a great opportunity to maybe engage in some hobbies that you haven't had the opportunity to engage in prior. So these are some things: redirection, getting into hobbies, using a letdown phrase. These are good starts for you. Also, honesty is always a great choice. Hey, Aunt Sue, I'm really trying not to have multiple pieces of cake. I'm really trying to stay away from the sugar. You know, thank you so much, but I'm doing something for me. I'm taking care of me now. Cousin Bob, I know I used to partake in this in the past, but it's getting ready to be a new year. I'm working on something else. So try a little honesty, try a mantra, try a redirection, try engaging in some hobbies, anything that is going to help you on your journey. Because remember, this is for you. I am here to help you. And sometimes, or not sometimes, all the time, it's important for us to take care of ourselves, because at the end of the day, we are the ones who are going to suffer. We are the ones who are going to experience the consequence for whatever choices that we make, and especially when we're doing it to our bodies. So thank you, Miss L from Temple. That gave us a great start for this session of Here to Help. One other thing that I would like you to ponder upon, as I know we missed Christmas, but New Year's is coming up, and for a lot of people, this holiday can be either a new awakening, a spiritual beginning, or it can come with it some triggers, like the alcohol, like the firearms. A lot of people suffer emotional distress, great emotional distress during the New Year season. Again, think about this holiday time for you, what it means for you, what it has meant for you in the past. And if you're trying to turn a new leaf, if you're trying to maybe live your life differently, this is a great time to kind of put those practices, take stock in how you're going to do that. Sometimes we have to work backwards and then move forward. Think about where you want to be at this time next year. What kinds of things do you want to have accomplished by this time next year? Think about where you want to be, what you want to accomplish, and now let's work backwards. What do we need to do to get to that point? What do we need to do to be in that position? What are some of the steps that we need to take? And then let's work from there. And it's okay to take out a pen and paper and put your thoughts to pen and paper, because sometimes things are more clear when we can actually see them versus when we're just thinking them. And then when we have our final plan developed, then putting that plan to paper, we are making a commitment. When we actually can see this and it's tangible for us, or if you can make a video or a recording of what you plan to do, how you plan to get there, who you plan to be. Again, it is making a commitment to ourselves. And when we can make a commitment to ourselves of things that are doable, you know, you don't want to set yourself up for failure. You want to create a plan that is going to be doable. Then we're much more likely to proceed in engaging and effecting that plan. Just remember also, sometimes we may think it's easy to get from step A to step B to step C, then to the ultimate step D. But sometimes between step A and step B, we realize, oh, there's something else that needs to be done. So it's okay to adapt and accommodate that plan and kind of make some adjustments, because we don't know everything that's going to happen. Sometimes it's the best plan isn't always the most thought out and well prepared plan, because there are steps that we need to take that we have not accounted for. So that is okay. But you want to continue on your journey. And as this year closes, I want to wish you all a very safe, a very happy, and a very well-rested holiday season. And remember, I am here to listen, I am here to collaborate, and I am here to help. Please continue sending me your questions and your comments. I love them, and I will get to all of you. Have a great holiday season. Till next time. Bye-bye.